Okay. Chairman, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends. It's my honor to address you today on the theme of drugs and crime. As the Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, I lead a department whose mandate is to help maintain international peace and security by assisting member states at their request to prevent and resolve potentially violent disputes and conflicts peacefully. Drug trafficking and transnational organized crime have significantly complicated our efforts to do so. In the short time available, I would like to share two reflections. As someone who has seen the connections between the drug trade and international peace and security, and the unintended consequences of drug policy on peace and security, and as a senior UN official with a front row seat to some of the big debates at the UN in recent years. First, what strikes me is the importance of the link with the 2030 Agenda, and more specifically, to the philosophy underpinning the 2030 Agenda. This landmark universal agreement calls on all of us to take a holistic and comprehensive approach to the most pressing problems facing humanity. And yet, just 6 months after the adoption of the 2030 Agenda, we seem to be perpetuating a siloed approach with one of our first test cases, the world drug problem. Breaking out of our usual ways of working to tackle problems in a more integrated way is not easy for anyone. And I noted with satisfaction that the outcome document registered some progress with the inclusion of references to human rights, women and youth, and development. But if we were true to the 2030 Agenda's philosophy, we would no longer be talking only about demand and supply reduction. Without questions, these are essential issues that must be tackled, but they're not the only issues. Consistent with the 2030 Agenda, we must also focus on poverty, inequality, and violence reduction as principal goals of drug policy, and on promoting healthy lives, gender equality, decent employment, and safe cities. As the Deputy Secretary General reminded us yesterday, the best prevention policy for drugs is the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda. Second reflection, if our present global approach to drug policy has had unintended consequences, we can no longer reasonably claim that these are unexpected. In some contexts, entire branches of government have been captured by narco traffickers or conversely have gotten into the business of drugs. The drug economy generates billions of dollars annually, dwarfing our own counter-narcotics budgets, as well as the budgets of many states. The illegal drug trade, together with what is too often an exclusively militarized response to it, is among the main drivers of the epidemic levels of homicidal violence in several countries. And we've seen time and time again the balloon effect, when an apparent counter-narcotics success story in one place only exports the problem to a neighboring locality. So in addition to maintaining support for the narcotics conventions, we must urgently dedicate genuine efforts to looking at new, humane approaches for minimizing unintended consequences, which inflict incalculable harm on states, societies, and communities. This could lead us to question assumptions that we hold dear, some of them dating back or even preceding the inception of the existing framework for tackling drugs. We could end up questioning the very end state we are currently aiming for. Is it a society that is free of drugs, if that is possible, or a society where the nefarious consequences of drug use and the unintended consequences of our drug policies are both minimized through a balanced approach? Evidence-based policymaking means that we should not be afraid, as the Secretary General said, to consider all options. And so I close by urging you as member states, each and every one impacted by the world drug problem, to not step back from the historic 2030 Agenda as the guiding framework it is intended to be. And let us not allow our preconceptions and our fears from looking at policy options with an open mind, with the health and well-being as well as the peace and security of all humankind as our overarching imperative. And let us use the remaining time to the 10-year review of the political declaration and plan of action in 2019 to continue discussions in an open, transparent, inclusive, and evidence-based way. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.